Well, good Friday morning, DriveCast listeners. I'm Pastor Jeff. I'm one of the Lewis Center pastors, and I want to take the opportunity to wish you a happy new year as we resume walking in the Word together. You know, Fridays are the days we go off topic and share a time of devotion together. So hopefully the Lord encourages you, especially if you're sidelined by illness or injury, maybe something with your career or could be debt or any other type of adversity. You know, it's a difficult thing to be sidelined or to be kept in the background. I remember suffering a knee injury in high school my junior year while playing football and how frustrating it was to be on the sideline for the final two games of the season. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, He took His disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, and He told them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Then He took Peter, James, and John along with Him. And you know the rest of the story. The three slept on the night watch while Jesus agonized in the garden. And as super impactful as that story is, I begin to think about who's not in the story anymore. I mean, why were the other eight disciples left out? How did they feel about not being asked by Jesus to venture deeper into the garden with Him? I mean, this was a monumental moment in the life of Jesus, and yet they weren't allowed to participate in it. And I don't know about you, but I've had similar experiences in my walk with Christ. Opportunities for Christian service presented itself, and I've been forced to sit and wait. You know, being at the game and yet not in the game is disheartening. And when this experience comes, don't think that you've been turned aside. We would do well to remember it was Christ Himself who said to the other eight disciples, "You sit here." And if you happen to be going through a season of your life that feels like you've been sidelined, I want to remind you that God has selected this time especially for you. And even though it feels like waiting, make the best of it by making it an active waiting. I mean, you may be watching Peter, James, and John play the game. So pray for them. Encourage them. Be excited that they've been chosen to go deeper into the garden while preparing yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually for when it's your time. And don't forget, Jesus is just as delighted by the sight of your obedience and existence. You bring Him joy by obeying Him, whether called to sit or whether go do great work. And I know waiting is hard, especially when it doesn't make sense. But it takes strength to sit still. And instead of thinking of waiting as being wasted time, realize that God is preparing and strengthening you as well through it. So let's take a moment and pray. Maybe you'd like to pray something simply like this. Dear Lord, teach me that waiting, that sitting still is okay when it's abiding in Your will. If it's Your desire to enlarge my capacity for spiritual growth, then I'll readily accept that. Thank You, Jesus, for considering me a faithful servant. And may I rejoice in Your faithful love today. Amen. So friends, thanks for tuning in to today's LifePoint DriveCast. I hope you have a blessed weekend. And hope to see you back with us Monday. God bless.